The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
Good morning and welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health. And today we're going to be talking about independent living Inc.'s recovery program, Soar to Recovery. And we have with us today Scott Curry. Scott is the program manager at Soar to Recovery at Independent Living Inc. And it's a disability peer-run organization that serves the Mid-Hudson region. Scott identifies as an individual who has been in long-term recovery since 2010. And he's been active in the peer realm for 7 years, helping others with recovery. The New York State Opioid Response to Project called SOAR 2 Recovery focuses on lowering the overdose rate in the Mid-Hudson region due to the opioid epidemic. Scott, welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio.
Thank you, Vincent. Thank you so much for allowing me to share this space with you.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. So, Scott, for our listeners' benefit, could you tell us a little bit about Independent Living Inc., how it got started, who it serves, what it does?
Yeah, absolutely. Independent Living Inc. is a consumer-directed cross-disability advocacy and service organization, and we're dedicated to enhancing the quality of life for individuals living throughout the Hudson Valley region. Some of our service centers, or our three service centers, are in Newburgh, Middletown, and Monticello. And our agency vision is really a barrier-free society with opportunities for all people to achieve their maximum potential. And we also have home care and consumer-directed personal assistance services and as an agency. So we really serve all individuals from life to death. And we have 37 programs serving the entire Mid-Hudson region.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. So it's really the full spectrum of services that help individuals with disabilities. Wow, that's really wonderful. And so you already mentioned the area. So how many people on average does the agency serve in the Hudson region?
Annually, it's about 1,500.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Give or take.
Uh-huh. And what are the demographics? Are they pretty, do they cut pretty much across the board, all different groups?
Yeah, all different groups. We're all inclusive. We don't turn away anyone from any demographic, from adolescents and, you know, going through school age to adults to individuals that just moved into the state. Any county, any town, any level of employment, any level of education, and any disability that is either, you know, mental health or physical or substance use.
Mm-hmm. And Independent Living is a nonprofit corporation, or is it a quasi-government, or what's the structure?
Yeah, the structure is that it is a nonprofit agency.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And funded pretty much through grants and through, and maybe grants and donations and things like that?
Exactly. Donations and grants primarily.
Uh-huh. And so, Scott, tell us now about SOAR 2 Recovery Program. I'm really curious. I know, as you know, I've been involved in the opioid issue for a number of years, you know, in the trenches, working with, you know, the government, working with community partners. But I'm really interested in the aspect of how it differs working with people with disabilities, or if it differs at all. Could you elaborate on that?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, to touch a little bit about your previous question to lead into this current one, that Independent Living is locally controlled, and we're actually operated by people with disabilities for people with disabilities. Mm-hmm. So all of our staff, right, all of our employees at some level have experience, whether it's previously through employment or lived experience with some sort of disability. And for me, I love working with Independent Living, because working with individuals of any sort of disability really gives you a purpose and a drive to help increase the success of our community, to make our community stronger, to be more unified as a community and as a nation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if everyone can't or somehow is inhibited from realizing their full potential, it's an opportunity cost and a loss for all of us, right?
Absolutely. You know, and a lot of that comes down to stigma of, you know, the culture, the environment that we were raised in. You know, you're not good enough. You'll never achieve this. You know, your goal is too big. Why don't you start smaller? And that may work, but people's availability to even surpass their own expectations is very warranted and reachable and obtainable. Mm-hmm. So your full potential, I know for myself, I'm reaching potentials that I didn't even think that I would be able to reach, and to be able to give that type of joy as well as an experience to someone else to mm-hmm. live is mm-hmm. truly a blessing.
Yeah, it's really exhilarating when someone does really reach higher. You know, I mean, I've always thought that the best leaders in the world are those who really motivate and inspire people to reach higher than they ever thought they could than before, you know, and I think that that's really a really great space to be working in. So tell us a little bit about the program itself, you know, some of the services and so on, how it rolls out.
Yeah. So like you said earlier, Vincent, the name of my program is SOAR to Recovery, S-O-R, the number two recovery, and it stands for State Opioid Response Project 2. And it was created a little over a year and a half ago due to the ongoing opiate epidemic that's happening in our state and really our country. And so this is the second grant from the State Opioid Response Project from OASIS and SAMHSA. And we primarily work with individuals living with a substance use disorder, as well as family members of loved ones who are living with substance use disorders. So we have a primary focus on opiate use disorders, but any stimulant or substance use disorder, my peer specialists are able to work with individuals to overcome, you know, the hurts and the hangups from their disorder, whether it's to get into treatment, whether it's just to do one-on-one recovery coaching to identify barriers and strengths that can help them overcome the situations that have arose in their life, as well as our peers are embedded in MOUD services or medication for opioid use disorder programs, such as MAT with Sun River Health and other mm-hmm. agencies like Lexington, to allow individuals to realize that they're not alone, that yes, there are all these resources, but how do you get connected? And once you're connected, how do you go through these different programs and resources successfully instead of being told you have to do this, this is the only way? And that leads us into understanding that there's multiple pathways to recovery. Mm-hmm. One way may work for you, Vincent, may not work for me, but something that you're doing, a part of what you're doing may work for me. And then I have to go to this other pathway and take a piece of that pathway and truly develop my own understanding and belief in what I want my recovery to look like. And that's kind of what we promote our individuals to do, is there's no set way for you to be in recovery. If you say you're in recovery, you're in recovery, whether it's harm reduction, whether it's, you know, an abstinence base, whether it's a refuge or a Dharma or a Buddha based pathway. We also have smart recovery, which is a science based mm-hmm. pathway, which we're trained on. So there's different pathways and trainings that all of our peers are able to provide individuals in all of the communities that we serve. And of course, we do Narcan trainings, we have fentanyl test strips, harm reduction tools, mm-hmm. Access to care. We can help navigate DSS or Department of Social Services resources, DMV. You know, we can get someone hooked up simply with a course to learn how to use a computer. We can do insurance navigation. How do you go onto an insurance website and navigate to get hooked up with an agent to actually get signed up with health insurance, food stamps, shelter, inpatient, detox? Yeah.
The total context, you know, which is so important. I mean, Scott, we've talked about it many times on this show, not we, I mean, with other guests and certainly in the public health community, that you can't take an individual or family out of the total context in which they live their lives with all of the barriers and the challenges and the opportunities and expect them to do better. You have to consider everything, and having that close in human connection I think is so critical. You know, our friend David at Samadhi has on their website a saying that I love. It says the opposite of addiction is not sobriety. The opposite of addiction is human connection. And I think that offering that kind, compassionate, comprehensive, contextual, you know, connection is really important. And I know our listeners want to learn a lot more about the details. But Scott, first, we're going to take a very short break and we'll be back after these short words.
Heart attacks won't wait. If you ever have symptoms of a heart attack, you need to get to the nearest emergency department, preferably one with the technology and expertise to stop a heart attack in its tracks. Health Alliance Hospital, right here on Broadway in Kingston, has expanded cardiac services, including catheterization and electrophysiology. Now, for many people, Health Alliance in Kingston is the closest option to find treatment of clogged arteries, irregular heartbeats, and to limit damage from a heart attack already in process. For the first time, we have these advanced heart health services based right here in Ulster County. This expansion is part of a larger plan to bring advanced cardiac services to Ulster County and the surrounding communities. If you have heart attack symptoms, do not wait. Call 911 and get to the closest emergency department. At Health Alliance Hospital on Broadway in Kingston, we are ready to see you now. That's Health Alliance Hospital on Broadway in Kingston. WMC Health. Advancing care here.
And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio, and today we're talking about Independent Living Inc.'s recovery program, which is known as SOAR 2 Recovery. And our guest is Scott Curry. Scott is the program manager of the SOAR 2 Recovery program at Independent Living Inc. Scott, before the break, we talked about what Independent Living Inc. is all about. We talked about a little bit about the SOAR 2 Recovery program, about the comprehensive nature of it, and you know the way that you work with not only the individual but with their families and with their support network. Can you elaborate a little bit about that, and then followed by who is eligible to participate?
Yeah, absolutely. In our previous segment, like Vincent stated, that our program works with all different individuals with all different disabilities from all different backgrounds. So if someone isn't directly searching out my program's resources or services, one of our 37 programs most likely does fit the needs of the family member or the individual seeking services. And then even sometimes, Vincent, and to the listeners, we have connections with all different providers throughout the Mid-Hudson region. So if it's not a good fit for our agency, we're going to give that referral or send that individual to, or walk with that individual to another agency that'll have the services that they're looking for.
Mm-hmm. And just out of curiosity, if someone likes your approach but hasn't, I don't know what the definition of disability is, but if someone just likes your approach, the comprehensive nature of it and the, you know, the compassionate nature, I'm going to take liberty of saying, can they still be eligible?
Yeah, absolutely. Because we're a grant funded program, and some of our other programs are grant funded as well, we're restricted to exactly how and who we can serve. Mm-hmm. That being said, there's always different ways where we can see what's the best fit for you, right? Mm-hmm. And what's the best relationship that we can have with you. If someone comes to SOAR 2 Recovery seeking recovery services and they have been abstinent from a substance for 12 years and want to focus on anxiety or depression, well, because they have had lived experience currently or in the past, we can still service them, but with the tools and the services that we have because they've had lived experience. And that leads me to even family support. I would say a couple times a week, we always get parents or loved ones reaching out to us about, you know, whether it's a child or a family member. I even had a phone call about a neighbor saying, how do we get resources to our loved ones that we see and feel are suffering? So we can work with that loved one and help educate and support them to hopefully intervene or do an intervention with their loved one to get them connected to the services. But of course, they have to be willing.
And Scott, I mean, how, from your experience and observations, how critical is it to engage an individual's family and social support network into the recovery, in the recovery process?
Yeah, from my experience, even my personal experience, having my family involved in my recovery and in the walk that I'm on and the individuals that we serve, I think it's crucial, because the individual's not just the only one affected. Everyone around them is infected. And that's not directly parents. That could be siblings. It could be spouses. It could be children. It could even be coworkers at their employment. So to help support those individuals, making sure that their direct circle of influence is aware of and is supporting of their decisions is really important. And more times than not, that's really one of the biggest tools and services that we give individuals, is to build that sense of worth inside their chosen circle of influence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so important. I mean, you know, when I think, and based on my own experience and, you know, and seeing, you know, in the situation with recurring overdoses and people who are seemingly, I'm not going to say locked because that's not the right term, but or who are in a cycle of recurring overdoses, in terms of breaking that cycle, can you talk about, you know, making sure, helping to that individual to really not only, you know, alter their own perception of what's going on, but, you know, in the context of their lives, the environment, the work. So, because you see a lot of people going, you know, after a recovery program, they go back to the same environments, the same, you know, perceptions, the same social circles that may have not been the healthiest in the first place. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you made a good point, is that the first thing that came to mind was, if nothing changes, nothing changes. If someone goes to a 28-day inpatient program and they come back out to the same community, to even possibly the same household where there was past trauma or current trauma, well, that trauma most likely is going to continue, because nothing changed other than you were gone for 28 days. Mm-hmm. So, you know, some programs use the statement, people, places, and things. If I go to a barbershop, I'm going to get a haircut. Mm-hmm. If I hang out with people that use substances, I'm most likely going to end up using substances. And if I continue going to the same bars, the same clubs, or the same parties with the same people, I'm going to end up continuing to do the same behaviors that caused me harm previously. And if I continue to do the things that I'm doing, not showing up late, not working with my peer or a provider of any level, not taking care of myself, not realizing that self-care is really not selfish, that you are truly worth everything that you want to give yourself, so why not give it to yourself? It's going to be hard to minimize the risk of you returning to that behavior.
Mm-hmm. And Scott, you know, one of the things that we found in when we first took a look at back in 2018, when we had the second highest rate of opioid fatalities in New York State here in Ulster County.
Yeah.
And we took a good hard look at the entire system of care, treatment, recovery, what have you. And one of the glaring problems that we discovered, or challenges, was that, you know, we had people overdosing all over Ulster County, and, you know, that maybe they'd get into a recovery program or some type of program, and then the problem is, we couldn't answer the question of what happened. You know, so a person overdosed, they were treated by an EMS squad or what have you, but we couldn't answer the question of what happened next. So in your program, do you have mechanisms in place to make sure that people don't slip into the cracks, or if they just go, you know, incommunicado for a while, that you can reach out to them reliably? Do you have that in place?
Yeah, a lot of our individuals that we serve are connected to, whether it's case management or or social workers of some sort. So we have levels of communication to make sure that all of the individuals providers are connected. But unfortunately, Vincent, if someone doesn't want to answer the phone from me, they're most likely not going to answer the phone from you. But we do have, you know, some sort of level to try to keep in contact or keep engagement with individuals, because it's true. If someone, you know, doesn't want to work on the recovery,
Gotta give it some space.
We can't pressure people
into
this, right? They have to be willing to put in at some level a certain amount of effort, mm-hmm. because we're not here to work their program of recovery. We're here to help them find, develop, nurture, and live their own understanding of recovery. Because I'm not going to tell you, Vincent, that you have to do what I do, because that's what works for me. That's not person-centered. Vincent's not going to become Scott, and Scott's not going to become Vincent.
Right.
So if someone's ambivalent and they're just like, nope, I don't want to do it today,
it's really walking shoulder to shoulder with them, right? And then just when they're ready, they're ready. So Scott, before we run out of time, tell us a little bit about some of the collaborations you have, and then please do let our listeners know where people can go for more information and to reach out to you.
Yeah, absolutely. So some of our collaborations are obviously with Integrated Ulster, which is a provider, a group of providers throughout the entire county working with individuals with substance use disorders. We're also, Independent Living has peers embedded in Sun River Health Kingston's office and their MAT program. Which allows us to give access to individuals that may not be engaged in the MAT program, access to Sun River Health, and vice versa. If someone's has primary care or OBGYN or HIV services with Sun River Health, one of our peers is always available to be an advocate, to be a voice for that individual, to make sure that they're receiving the services that they that they would like to have. Mm-hmm. And other collaborations, and want to talk a little bit about PLACE. It's the Public Library Access to Care and Engagement pilot that Independent Living, HCVS, Sun River Health, and Integrated Ulster created, where partners are currently working with the Ellenville Library, where peers and healthcare providers can link community members with telehealth services and support. So every second and fourth Friday between the hours of 1 and 3 p.m., any individual from any county, most likely Ulster or Sullivan, can go to the Ellenville Library, meet with one of my peers and a digital navigator, and receive telemedicine, whether it's primary, dentist, MAT, a DSS meeting, any meeting, any doctor's appointment that they have, they can meet us there, and we can help navigate the digital aspect as well as the conversation, because sometimes the medical jargon that is discussed, individuals have a difficult understanding of what is actually being said and asked of them. So we're there to help navigate.
So and Scott, quickly, can you just, we're running out of time, unfortunately, can you give our listeners some contact information where they can reach out to you?
Yeah, absolutely. So Facebook is myindependentliving.org, myindependentliving.org. Our website is also myindependentliving.org. Our social media tag is SOR Project on Facebook. And I believe you have our QR code. If not, you can just find us on Facebook as well as on YouTube. We have a monthly podcast, which is called Stigma Busters, where we discuss different pathways to recovery. What is recovery? What is a peer? What is a peer specialist? And different topics to help individuals get connected. Great. And of course, my phone number, if anybody wants, is 845-249-8346. And our email address is sorrecovery@myindependentliving.org.
Sounds great, Scott. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time. Thank you so much for the great work that you and your colleagues do. We really are grateful to have you and your services in Ulster County, in the greater Ulster County area. And you're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family,
and our community healthy and strong. Thank you and bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.